They used to pedal from house to house.
On the way to do it, huh?
Oh.
You have a lot of, like, when you drive from here to Trinidad, a lot of little stores, mm-hmm. little areas where airline stores. Did those used to be pretty busy?
Oh, yeah, they had. Well, see, years ago, people didn't have the transportation they have now.
Right.
And they shopped the closest store they could find.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, we're still. He's asking about how people live in this area in the older days. Faye's from came to this country with her parents from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
She was just a child. How old were you?
12 years old.
12.
Mm-hmm. I'm living in Georgia right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were saying that those stores were pretty busy.
Well, yeah, he's asking about the little stores used to be up and down the valley. They were little stores because, like I say, people didn't have the transportation, the mode of transportation that they do now. So some of them didn't have any.
Right.
And they shopped wherever they could.
Right. So there's a, how far off these roads were the mines then? Quite a ways back? Or pretty,
no,
pretty
usually
close?
Right. You right on down the road here, you were talking about, you mentioned talking to my daughter Kay there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just below where they lived, there was the big, what they call the Frederick Mine. Mm-hmm. That is. Mm-hmm. That was a real big mine.
Okay.
And then, of course, you missed it. You came over from Levita and you came down the North Fork, so you missed the big mechanized mine that was up here, we called the Allen Mine.
Oh, yeah, with that thing that goes across the
mm-hmm.
road. Yeah. What is that?
Well, that was the, they installed that to take the mine refuse. After they started washing the coal, they'd take it up there in that canyon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So the water then? The water that's been used up? Or the
no, the
stuff that's been washed off?
The rock and dirt okay. and the refuse from the coal.
Is that called slag?
Well, so yeah.
I know it is with lead, but they call it slag. All right. You've had quite a bit of experience with ranches.
So,
okay. What are some of the different structures that you would expect to find on a ranch around here?
Around here, you find naturally barn and corrals. You have those for animals.
Right.
Ranch house. If the ranch is big enough, you'd have a bunk house.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Keep the animal. What do you keep? Do you keep the animals in something overnight, or is that not?
Well, it just depends. In bad weather, if you had animals that, you would keep the animals up. But naturally, if it was a big ranch and you had a surplus, you always had pastures where you
okay.
holding pastures.
Okay.
Big corrals if you had a lot of animals.
People usually have barns in this around here.
So you kept your barns if you were. You could afford it. You had barns to store your feed in, hay,
okay.
grain.
Okay. Did they have corn cribs in this area? Have you heard of
well, this?
Well,
this isn't an area much for corn cribs. They didn't grow much corn.
So they're not.
So,
okay. I'm wondering, too, about what they fed animals. Do they have different things to feed animals with, like troughs or anything? Or?
Well, you have to. Depends on what you were feeding. If you fed grain, you usually feed that in a trough. If you fed hay, you could feed it in a bunk feeder. Some of them just feed it on the ground.
Right, right. I heard a lot of people in this area are getting rid of their livestock because they can't afford to feed them right now.
Well, the hay's at a premium. You can't,
yeah.
It's, they've been forced to, they've just been forced to liquidate the herds.
Right. Do you have livestock right now? Much?
Well, we just own one horse.
Oh, okay. Did, there was cattle in this area, but was
oh,
it,
yeah.
were there sheep?
This wasn't a great sheep country.
Okay.
This was a cattle country.
Okay.